Liturgical Day, Thursday, 2nd of Easter. The Gospel according to St. John. He who comes from above is above all. He who comes from the earth belongs to the earth, and his words, too, are earthly. The one who comes from heaven speaks of the things he has seen and heard. He bears witness to this, but no one accepts his testimony. Whoever does receive his testimony acknowledges the truthfulness of God. The one sent by God speaks God's words and gives the Spirit without measure. For the Father loves the Son and has entrusted everything into his hands. Whoever believes in the Son lives with eternal life. But he who will not believe in the Son will never know life and always faces the justice of God. Our commentary is by Father Melchior Querol from Ribas de Freixe, Girona, Catalonia. Today the Gospel invites us to cease being so worldly, to stop being men who can only speak about mundane things, to speak and behave instead as he who comes from above, who is Jesus. In this text we see, once more, that in evangelic radicalism there is no happy medium. We must always strive to follow God's thinking, endeavor to share Christ's feelings, and aim at seeing men in their circumstances with the same spirit of the Word made flesh. If we behave as he who comes from above, we shall discover the multitude of positive things happening all the time around us. For God's love is a continued action in favor of man. If we come from above, we shall love everybody without exception. And our life will be an open invitation for others to do the same. He who comes from above is above all. This is why he can be so helpful to every man and woman where they need help. Furthermore, quote, "The one who comes from heaven speaks of the things he has seen and heard," unquote, "and his service costs nothing." This attitude of service, without expecting anything in return, without needing a reply from others, creates a profoundly human and respectful atmosphere towards each person's free will. This is a contagious attitude that freely impels others to respond and behave in very much the same way. Service and testimony go always together. They identify one another. Our words, our world needs authenticity. And what can be more authentic than God's words? What is there more authentic than he who, quote, "gives the Spirit without measure," unquote? This is why we read in John, quote, "Whoever does receive his testimony acknowledges the truthfulness of God," unquote. Believing in the Son means to have eternal life. It also means that Judgment Day is not hanging over believers because they have already been judged and received a favorable sentence. On the other hand, he who will not believe in the Son will never know life and always faces the justice of God, until he believes.